And let's spend a moment talking about our starting power forward, 21-year-old, 7-footer, Isaac Humphries. The Australian spent last season playing for the Sydney Kings of the NBL when he was the Rookie of the Year down there in that league. Of course, he spent some time at the University of Kentucky, made it to the G League, made his NBA debut in San Antonio April the 2nd against the Spurs, played 18 minutes there. And when I asked him about getting his first NBA start today and how it hit him, he said, when they told me, all I could do, Andre, was laugh.
Hey, yeah, that's right, man. It is NBA Strayer. It is Monday, April 8th. I am your host, James Clements. I am a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet walking around stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today as we break down and wrap up after every single day of NBA action just while repping Strayer a little bit, mate. That's what we do. All right, so a huge NBA weekend to cover up for you. We've got some NBA playoffs. Got some spots clinched. That's nice. We've got some Kevin Durant whinging. Unreal. We do have some weekend winners and losers. That's going to be good. There's also That's Not a Knife, Old Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball. There's some Yeah Nahs. There's the Unpopular Opinion of the Day. There's an Outback Takehouse where we're serving up a flame grilled take. We've also got our playoff update. We've got the latest Tankathon standings. There's a Dickhead of the Weekend. Woo! There's a new Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Unreal. Plus, thanks to Sports Tips Australia, there's a look at the odds and a pick and preview for the games tomorrow. It's the NCAA Championship game that we'll be talking about. Nice one. A couple of nice tips for that thrown in there too. And we're going to close out today's show with a brand new Delhi review as Delhi tackles Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, because apparently he's like 5 months behind. I don't know, man. Anyway, it's going to be great. Trust me. I hope it is. I'm a bit tired. I don't know what to tell you. All right, it's NBA Strayer episode 260. Let's go.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Strayer.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Wow, you better. Better watch out for the attack of Alex Caruso if you're an NBA center at the moment. Jeez, he's trying to yam on everybody, isn't he? Jesus. Anyway, better watch out for the attack of the refs if you're the Miami Heat. Jesus, they got boned today, didn't they? All right, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Stray with the daily whip around. That's right, it is the last week of the regular season. Oh, I love me some regular season. I'm a bit bummed out, a bit sad. It's all going to come to a close on Thursday this week. It's going to be wild. Well, the good thing is we've got a lot of games in between there. So a bit of news, the Clippers have waived Luke Mbamute. He was injured all year anyway. So they cleared him off the old roster to open up a bit of a spot. See if they don't give someone else a bit of a run. Speaking of which, maybe they get back Wes Johnson because the Wizards of Washington have waived Wes Johnson. Hands up if you realize that Wes Johnson was on the Wiz. Jesus. And more sadly, though, the Miami Heat have waived Rodney Magruder, which is a goddamn shame just because I really like saying Magruder. And if they make the playoffs, it's way more fun to say Magruder all the time. Other news, the Suns, apparently. Looking at former Detroit and New Orleans general manager Jeff Bauer to assume a high-ranking front office role with El Sunzos. He was the Pistons general manager under Stan Van Gundy for the last 4 years until they all got shit-canned back in May last year. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. Fine. It's also hilarious how fucking Woj like now says this dumb shit. Suns owner Robert Sarver has become focused on the candidacy of... Yeah, just say he's like, you're probably going to hire this motherfucker. Well, I mean, that's good for the Suns though, isn't it? Because at the moment, you've got fucking old mate LeBron's champ over there running the show, and it's a bit of a worry. And they had like Larry Fitzgerald in there. I mean, what a bunch of laughers. I mean, it makes no bloody sense, right? Anyway, but yeah, that's cool. Jeff Bauer, sure, fine. Does it give you like any like hint that, you know, the old Suns know what they're fucking doing though? Because it doesn't give me any confidence. It's like, oh yeah, cool. So he's not an absolute moron. So we'll see how we go. You know, sure, fine. James Jones, Jeff Bauer, awesome. It's the Phoenix Suns. Sure. We do have some inductees for the Hall of Fame for this year. We've got Vlade Divac, Jack Sikma, the man with the greatest hair in the history of the NBA, Teresa Weatherspoon, Sidney Moncrief. I love me some Moncrief. Paul Westphal, Bill Fitch, Al Addles, Carl Braun, Chuck Cooper, Bobby Jones and the 1957-59 Tennessee A&I men's teams, as well as the Wayland Baptist Flying Queens women's program for the class of 2019. Sure. Nice one. Sounds good. Love me some Sigma. Love me some Vladdy. But yeah, it's a bit low on the old superstardom there, isn't it? This one. Man, it's a tough one. Anyway, a bit of injury news. We've got a strained oblique for Boston's Marcus Smart. He went out in that game for the Celtics today. Went down pretty hard against the Magic and looked pretty brutal. But, you know, they're going to see how it responds the next 2 days. Could be a week or so, who knows. But hopefully Marcus Smart's all right. And a little bit of Pistons Blake Griffin news. He has been back. He's played the last two games, but he will go arthroscopic surgery on his sore left knee following the season. All the playoffs, providing he actually makes it that far. And the Pistons, who knows, they might not even make the playoffs at this point, which, you know, leads us to the weekend winners and losers. So let's just bloody well do that, shall we? Weekend winners and losers.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me? There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye!
I love it. All right, weekend winners, we do have, as mentioned at the top, a couple of playoff spots clinched. So the first weekend winners are the Brooklyn Nets. What? Unbelievable. That's right. The Nets have clinched the playoff spot their first since 2015. Unbelievable. And they do it by beating the Bucks and Pacers on a back-to-back. Their first road back-to-back win since 2014. And they're currently sitting in sixth in the East. That is wild. Good stuff, Nets. Also, you know, fun to point out that I've sat through an absolute fucking shit ton of horrible basketball watching the Nets over the last 4 years. And boom, there you go. Now they're in the playoffs. It's wild times. Meanwhile, the Lakers and the Suns are still shit. weekend win as well. D'Angelo leading the Nets to those two very crucial wins where it was like the Nets could quite have easily dropped out of the playoffs altogether if they had to drop one of those Bucks or Pacers games, but they win both of them and there you go. Boom, in they go. D'Lo puts the team on his back and he's awesome. We'll talk about him later. Other weekend winners, the Orlando Magic. That's right, they've also clinched a playoff spot, which is absolutely bananas, to the point where they've even won their division. That is absolutely crazy. The Magic are currently in seventh in the East. They're 41-40. But with that win today over the Celtics, they have clinched the Southeast Division over Charlotte and Miami. That is bananas. Absolutely bananas. They beat the Hawks and then the Celtics. Absolutely wild times. Good job, Magic. Congrats for making the playoffs. I mean, I can't say I'm excited to watch literally a single game of the Magic play in the playoffs, but congratulations. I mean, sure. Other winners? Well, we just mentioned them. The Charlotte Hornets are somehow still alive. That's right. They have gone on out of nowhere after getting absolutely shit pumped a couple of times. Was it a week and a half ago? They've now whipped out three straight wins. They've beaten the Pelicans, they've beat the Raptors, and they've beaten the Pistons. And are suddenly only a half game out of the playoffs still. They're still in it. It's absolutely crazy. And it's all thanks to Jeremy Lamb. That's right, another weekend winner because he's a weekend winner. Every time he plays the Raptors, he just hits a game winner. That's right. On the weekend, sleepy eyes, Jeremy Am hit another long bomb game winner against the Raptors. If he only ever played the Raptors, sleepy eyes would be fucking unstoppable, I tell you. Yeah. Other winners of the weekend, the Rockets. That's right. Harden scored 30 points in three quarters. They then broke the NBA, their own NBA record by making 27 three-pointers, absolutely smashing the Suns 149-113 today. And the Rockets have held a 30-point lead in each of their last four games. Jesus. Other weekend winners? How about Super Mario? That's right, Super Mario Zonia got a career high 30 today against the Wiz. He was absolutely unreal. I love me some Super Mario Zonia. What else we got? The Rusty Westbrook, he's a weekend winner. He officially has averaged a triple-double for the third straight season. Capped it off another one today with the 27, 10, and 15. He is absolutely unreal as OKC beat Minnesota. Good on you, Rusty. The Warriors are weekend winners. They wore the We Believe 07 Warriors jerseys for the last regular season at Oracle Arena in Oakland. That was pretty cool. It was amazing seeing those in action again. And 47 years of regular season games are now done at Oracle Arena, which is pretty weird. It's a weird spot, the old Oracle. It's kind of fun. You got to get the BART all the way out there, and then you got to walk through like the fucking weird spot next to the Coliseum, and it's all weird and shitty. And it's like a pretty crappy kind of not great arena, but it's got a lot of fucking hat. So, yeah, it's going to be sad to see that go. Anyway. And then the final weekend winner, the Milwaukee Bucks. That's right, Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Because it turns out Milwaukee is a good land. Mate, they've won 60 games. It's the fifth time in franchise history the Bucks have reached 60 wins. They're the only 60-win team in the NBA this year. It's impressive as hell. They were 15-67 5 years ago. It's fucking bananas. 5 years later, 60 wins. Absolutely crazy. They've got probably the MVP. They've got a historically great net rating. They've probably got maybe even Coach of the Year and Buds. After going through that fucking absolute shit show of Jason Kidd, they've come out smelling like roses. Good job, Milwaukee. That is awesome. You are definitely weekend winners in my books. All right, what about weekend losers, however? Oh, jeez.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Loser.
Loser. That's right, weekend losers. The Mavs. Oh, but James, the Mavs won today. Yeah, nah, but they should have lost, you dickheads. What are you doing, Mavs? Oh, fucking hell. Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff wouldn't let him lose. Just too much grit out there. That's right. They should have lost that win today. Ties the Mavs back up to the sixth equal worst record in the NBA. Remember, they give their pick to Atlanta if it is not in the... If it's outside the top five, they give it to Atlanta as part of the Trae Young Luka Doncic trade. So they're sitting in the sixth spot.
Which is not great.
And winning that game today ties them back up with the Memphis Grizzlies at 32-48, and the Pelicans are just behind them as well at 33-48. They wouldn't have, if they had have lost, they still maybe could have equaled up with Atlanta in the fifth worst record, but Atlanta did lose again, and they've lost two straight, and they're 29-52. So it would have been a close run thing, but now the Mavs really have to pray that they jump up in the lottery.
May 14, can't wait.
There you go. Weekend losers, the Mavs. Good on you. Whatever. You won a game, you idiots. Way to shoot yourselves in the feet. Especially considering it was against the Grizz. That's so dumb. Anyway, the Pistons. That's right. Weekend losers. They've lost four straight to fall out of the sixth spot, all the way down to eight, and maybe out of the playoffs altogether. It is wild times. Now, Blake Griffin has been hurt, but he scored 45 in one of the games when he came back, and then went 5 of 18 for 16 points today. And they lost to the Hornets. So really, Pistons, you got no one to blame but yourselves. Don't blame us. You brought this upon yourselves. Speaking of four-game losing streaks, though, the Miami Heat are also weekend losers. They've lost their season-high fourth in a row. Got absolutely screwed. I was going to say butt pump, but yeah, it's basically butt pump by the refs at the end of regulation. The ref blew his whistle, signaled time on, before he even gave the fucking ball to the inbounder, which is absolutely wild. That is like, oh shit. So they've basically gone into their set. They're like, all right, cool, we're running. And it's like, hey guys, I don't have the fucking ball yet. The ref hasn't even passed it to me. Can you believe it? Absolutely gross scenes there for Miami. Poor buggers got absolutely shafted. So, bit shit, but, oh well, you get that on the big jobs, I guess. Still, Miami might have gotten shut. Like, basically, it still gets overtime. You still get a chance to win it. But, yeah, you didn't. Sorry, Miami. The Indiana Pacers are weekend losers. They were chanting, hide your cell phones at D'Angelo Russell, and then he tore them apart and won the game. And they also lost to the Celtics on Saturday. So, Pacers, I love your fans. I think they're great when they come up with the chants. But you also got torched by that one, so that's a tough one. And final weekend loser, Kevin the Coward Snake Durant, responding to Richard Jefferson saying that the 2016 Warriors went and got their big brother after getting beat by the Cavs rather than run it back. And Kevin Durant, the coward snake, said, ooh, everybody from the streets now. Oh, geez, we're going to talk about this at length a little bit later in a surprise twist. So let's quickly wrap up all 29 games from the weekend. Jesus, that's a bit much, isn't it? Ah, cripes. Let's get stuck in. All right, Hornets beat the Raptors, 113-111. Hey, that was one of our tips on Friday. Don't forget about that. We smashed that one too. It was the old, Kemba over 25 points and the Hornets win. So that's a win. That was like $4.60 or something. Fuck yes. Nice. Anyway, we'll do all the tips later. The Magic absolutely shit pumped the Hawks, 149-113. The Spurs beat the Wizards, 129-112. Vooch had a pretty good one in that Magic game, 149. Jesus, they crushed it. The Celtics beat the Pacers, 117-97. Gordon Hayward is looking like himself again, and that's pretty nice. The Rockets smoked the Knicks. That was one of our other picks, tips, I think, as well. I think it was over 15 points for Clint Capela, and the Rockets win. I think he just came under the 15 points. I also think I may have thrown out rebounds, so 15 points or rebounds. I can't remember, but anyway. The Rockets won that game. The Heat lost to the Timberwolves, 111-109. They've got no one to blame but themselves for fucking up the end of the season at this point. The Pistons lost to the Thunder, 123-110. Paul George had a big one. Blake Griffin in Oklahoma, his old hometown there, 45-7-3. Jesus. The Grizzlies beat the Mavs, 122-112. Delon Wright had a triple-double. We'll talk about him in a second. Jesus. The Yaz, I believe it's a soft J, beat the Kings, 119-98. The Suns somehow beat the Pelicans, 133-126. Julius Randle had a massive game, 31-14, but Josh Pacey-Jackson smashed it too. We'll talk about him later. The Nuggets beat the Blazers, 119-110. And then the Blazers turned around today and beat the Nuggets. Nice. Nikola Jokic, hello. Just missed out on triple-double with 22-13-9. The Warriors smoked the Cavs, 120-114. This was a bit of a laugh. The Cavs just got a bit closer at the end, but it was never really in doubt. Pretty funny one. Steph had 40 in that. And the Lakers beat the Clippers, 122-117, on the back of Alex Caruso absolutely torching everybody in front of him. Because he is amazing. He's half man, half amazing. On Sunday, our time, the Nets beat the Bucks 133-128, thanks to D'Angelo Russell. And Big Simo, Ben Simmons, and Jonah Bolden went ham on the Bulls as the Sixers beat the Bulls 116-96. And then today, we had an amazing array of games. The Nets beat the Pacers 108-96. That was really fun. Demarcus Sabonis, the Souvlaki King. Yeah, thanks, Demarcus. I'll have the combination of meat. Thanks. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists for him. As mentioned, the Raptors beat the Heat in overtime, 117-109, thanks to some absolute bodgy reffing at the end. It was wild. The Spurs beat the Cavs 112-90. The Thunder eats one out against the Wolves. That was a really fun game, the Thunder-Wolves game. Rusty Westbrook, as mentioned, 27-10-15. Karl Anthony Towns had 35-7 in that one too. The Hornets beat the Pistons in a crucial playoff game, 104-91. Kemba had 31 points in that. 23 rebounds and 15 points for Andre Drummond. The Mavs beat the Grizzlies in overtime, 129-127. Salah Mejuri, 19 points, 9 rebounds. MVP. Rockets beat the Suns, 149-113. Set a brand new NBA record of 27 made threes. That is absolutely wild. The Bucks beat the Hawks, 115-107. Alex Len, the Ukrainian stepladder, went absolutely ham from beyond the arc and was like knocking in threes left, right, and center. He had 33 points. The Magic beat the Celtics, 116-108, which is pretty crazy. Vooch had 25-12. And the Wiz and the Knicks had an amazing game at MSG out of nowhere, where, as mentioned, Super Mario Hazonia, that's right, had 30 points, a career high. That was awesome. 113, the Knicks win that, 110 over the Wiz. The Warriors smoked the Clippers, 131-104, thanks to a 42.3 third quarter. There you go. Use your words. 42-18 third quarter. Jesus. Killed him. And Steph capped up quarter off by mashing a three from the hash mark. That was pretty good. Sending Oracle off in raptures for the end of the regular season, wearing those awesome old throwbacks. The Blazers, as mentioned, turned it around and beat the Nuggets 115-108. The Pelicans beat the Kings 133-129. De'Aaron Fox was awesome, 24-11 for him. Alfred Payton, 26 points, 14 assists for the Pels. Pretty good. And the Lakers, out of nowhere, snapped the Jazz's 7-game winning streak, 113-109. Rudy Gobert's Estafel Tower had 21-10. But it was the notorious KCP, soon to be star of Space Jam 2, no matter. No problems there. 32 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and Alex Caruso was unstoppable too. So there you go. Let's get stuck into the NBA Australia Approved Performers of the Weekend.
That's a knife.
Oh, that is a knife. Delon Wright. What? He's the first Grizzlies player to ever have a back-to-back triple doubles. Absolutely insane run the last two games against Dallas. He had 26, 10, and 14 and backed it up with a 20, 13, and 12. That is absolutely bananas. Delon Wright. Raptors are hurting going, oh man, just imagine we still had him. Also approved performances for the weekend. Steph, as mentioned, had 40 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists against Cleveland. Went absolutely off. Alex Moeff and Caruso, when he's not dunking on the entirety of the Warriors team, he's putting up 32, 10, and 5 against the Clippers. That was unreal. And Alex Len, as mentioned, the Ukrainian stepladder, went 6 of 12 from 3 and somehow 1 of 7 from the free throw line in his 33.8 rebound performance. But I might give this also, Delon Wright was incredible, but D'Angelo Russell, I mean, to lead the Nets to those two wins over the Bucks and Pacers to basically force the Nets into clinching a playoff spot was pretty great. He had 25 and 10 against the Bucks and 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists against the Pacers today. Absolutely wild scenes. Good job, D'Angelo. That was awesome. Nets back in the playoffs. Crazy. What about old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's the Miami Heat. Oh, this was brutal. The score's tied at 103, 10 seconds left in the fourth in regulation against the Raps. The ref, Eric Lewis, he blows the whistle. The Heat players all start running in their positions into, like, you know, into their set. Unfortunately, Dion Waiters hasn't been given the ball yet to inbound the fucking thing. The Heat players are like, what the fuck's happening? It gets thrown in and it's a broken play. James Johnson misses a shot. Bam Adebayo gets the rebound, makes the layup, but it's after the buzzer. Doesn't count. Heat lose in overtime, get shafted by the refs, and no one says fucking boo on the refs. They got shafted, and if that cost them a playoff spot, that's fucking wild. But yeah, definitely the Heat today are old mate, no mates with the refs. What about Spud of the weekend, though?
Spud of the night.
A couple of good ones from the weekend. Darren Collison went 2 of 12 today against the Nets for the Pacers. That was absolutely brutal, including one late where you're like, oh shit, this could get them back in it. And he sort of just completely bobbled it, missed the shot, and got half blocked by D'Angelo. Boogie Cousins went 4 of 15 today. Did not look great, but it was just didn't matter. How's that? That's the thing about the Warriors this year, man. Boogie can play like shit. KD can only take 7 shots and they still kick the absolute shit out of the Clippers. Another West playoff team. It's fucking wild. Bobby Portis, fighting
around the world,
went 4 of 14 himself for the Wizards against the Knicks. But also, I kind of feel like the Spud of the Night Award could almost be the Chandler Parsons, could I be any more of a Spud Award. Today, he went 3 of 15, did Chandler. Jesus! But no one's really topping Vince Carter, who went 1 of 10 for El Horcos today. That was a pretty, pretty tough one, I reckon, there, if you ask me, for the old Vince. You see, back in my day, you see, I could hit a million shots. I'm going to keep shooting them because I'm going to hit some of them sometimes. No, he did not. He went 1 of 10, Vince. Jesus. In fact, that Hawks game was just like a bit of a shit show. He had 4 of 12 from Bay's gaze. Vince goes 1 of 10. 0 of 7 from 3 as well. But how's Vince? He still ends up at plus 11 for the game. Absolutely wild. But Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, went 4 of 16. Ugh. Man, between him, Bazemore, and Vince Carter, what's that? That's 9 of, oh my God, 38. Holy shit, that's brutal. Anyway, pantsing of the night, though, goes to the Pistons, man. The Pistons. Oh, you guys are right there. You were right fucking there. You could sniff it. You could smell it. You could see it. Now you're in eighth. You have to win out and pray that, like, the Heat and the Hornets, like, drop a game here and there, and it's just wild. That, like, all I wanted was Toronto to play the Pistons in the first round, because then we have the Dwayne Casey Bowl, and that'd be unreal. Instead, we're going to get, like, these horrible matchups where it's going to be, like, Toronto versus Orlando and, like, Milwaukee versus Detroit or Charlotte or some shit. Ugh, that sucks. Anyway, but you're right there. You just had to beat Charlotte and you would have been fine, but nope, had to crap the bed. All right, anyway, better than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We're coming for everybody. I mean, I'm going to fire my agent. I'm going to sue my old, like, my dad's best mate for $2 million because it must be balling season.
It's ballin' season.
That's right, it's ballin' season. Anyway, better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball. Trae had 22-7-6 for the Hawks on the weekend. Set out today's game against Milwaukee. But look, we're going to give better than Lonzo Ball to Josh Pacey Jackson for the Suns. He had a massive game against the Pelicans. 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. That is fucking wild. I love me some Josh Pacey Jackson, don't get me wrong. He had a shit one against the Rockets today, but his game against the Pelicans was absolutely wild. So yeah, to back it up, he goes up against the Rockets and goes 5 of 12.
That's not great, you see. When one shoots 5 of 12, it's not very good at basketball.
But against the Pelicans, he was a Pelicans. That's right, he went 15 of 29 and 5 of 8 from 3. To go with the 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 35 points. Wild times. Great stuff, Josh Pacey Jackson. That was absolutely unreal. That's a season high. I think he's topped it before in his career, but still, god damn, that's good. That is definitely better than Lonzo Ball. And then finally, who was our dickhead of the weekend? What do you reckon?
Dickhead of the week!
Ken. Look, A, Ken Maurer gave the Warriors a delay of game warning before tip-off because they took too long giving Nick Young his ring. So Ken Maurer, yeah, you're a fucking dickhead. Holy shit. Like, Nick Young sort of just spent a little extra time laughing and joking with his teammates, waving to everybody, and Ken Maurer just going to, like, come down and be a fucking sourpuss and go, all right, it's a delayed game warning. Come on, we're meant to be playing. It's like, settle the fuck down, Kenny. Jesus. But actually, dickhead of the weekend obviously goes to the coward snake, Kevin Durant. Responding to Richard Jefferson's 100% bang on reading the situation of the 2016 Warriors after losing the Cavs, going and getting their big brother, i.e. bringing in Kevin Durant to take on the Cavs rather than just run it all back with the same guys again. Coward Snake actually went out there and was like, oh, everybody now saying they're from the streets. Everybody from the streets now, says Coward Snake Kevin Durant. I'm not entirely sure if you could be more from the fucking streets than Richard Jefferson, Kevin, you fucking dork. Jesus Christ. Did you know that Richard Jefferson grew up in the middle of fucking South Central and eventually got moved to Phoenix by his mum? They literally just put his entire family on a Greyhound bus and got the fuck out of Dodge, right? But the point was, he was born in South Central LA in the early 80s. Everything was at rock bottom then. He has written about it. It's really good. And it was like drive-bys, murders, drug dealers. It was like the worst of the crack epidemic basically happening in LA in his fucking neighborhood. His dad had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol. His dad was eventually shot and killed in a drive-by, which is fucking crazy. And Kevin Durant's got the fucking temerity to be out there, oh, everybody from the streets now. Just because he gave, what? Richard Jefferson gave the Warriors some shit for, like, you know, going and getting Kevin Durant to take them on. Yeah. KD is so fucking corny. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, Richard Jefferson grew up playing at the park, playing on the street. That's what he did. He always did that. And Kevin Durant is such a fucking bleeding heart, like, capital B. Like, holy shit. I mean, could you imagine, like, if anybody else, like, was getting all up in their feels about this sort of shit. Like LeBron was responding to shit like that, or James Harden all the time. It'd be fuck, or even Rusty Westbrook if he got into his feels every time someone said something bad about him. Like, get the fuck out of here. Kevin, grow a pair, would you? You're the dickhead of the weekend. All right. We'll be back in a second with Yeah Nas, and we'll check in the playoff updates right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. Time for the playoff update. We'll quickly look at this. In the East, we would have Milwaukee versus Detroit. 1-8. 2-7 would be Toronto-Orlando at the moment. 3-6 would be Philly versus Brooklyn. 4-5 would be Boston-Indy. Miami and Charlotte are one game back of Detroit. But they do have one game in hand, I believe. That's the same amount. There you go. Anyway, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Basically, the Pistons have to win out to stay there. Charlotte do have a chance to win out and jump up, and the Heat's going to be a tough one with the tiebreakers. But there you go. Nets and Magic clinch, so they're in there. It's just going to be who's going to make the 8 seed out of Detroit, Charlotte, and Miami. Interesting. Anyway, in the West, we've got 1 versus 8 would currently be the Warriors versus the Clippers. That's wild. Denver versus Spurs would be 2-7. Houston OKC would be 3-6. And 4-5 would be Portland, Utah. There are actually some really good ones. I think I'd rather Warriors, Spurs, Denver Clips as my 1-8-2-7. What do you reckon? The Thunder are half a game up on the Spurs and Clippers, and there's a half game between the Nuggets and Houston. Houston could very easily jump the Nuggets up to the 2 seed, which would be pretty wild. Depends on the Nugs losing one of their, what's their upcoming game against the Jazz? Yeah. Interesting stuff. Should be pretty fun. Anyway, let's have a quick checkup on the Tankathon, shall we? See how everybody's going in the Tankathon standings. It's still New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix tied for the worst record, well, the best chances in the lottery. Then you got Chicago 4, Atlanta 5, Washington 6, and then you have Memphis, Dallas, and basically with all the losing going on, it's hilariously bad. New Orleans are in 9th, Minnesota in 10th, the Lakers are at 11th because they just keep winning games. Miami and Charlotte are tied for 12 and 13, and then Sacramento would be giving their pick to Boston in 14. Nice. All right, cool. There you go. That's the playoff update and some Tankathon. So let's do some Yeah Nahs, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, did Channing Frye get one of the best send-offs ever? Aw, yeah nah. Yeah, how much fun was that? Kevin Love coming out in Channing Frye's Arizona jersey, like onto the actual court as it was his warm-up. That was funny. Getting tackled by all his mates, all the Cavs fans loving it. That was awesome. Yeah, nice. Number two, is Vlade Divac a Hall of Fame basketball player? Yeah, nah. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame flopper, if nothing else. He also did huge amounts, obviously, to open up the game for other Euros. You know, a whole bunch of stuff like that. So, look, good on him. That's fine. He averaged 16, 10, and 4 at his peak. 2.2 blocks in that sort of LA run. And then when he was on, what, Charlotte, Sacramento, all that sort of stuff. He was pretty bloody good. Not entirely convinced that, you know, he's got the counting stats for Hall of Fame career, but he did play a very long time. It was 1989-90 all the way through to 05, and played on some really, really fun teams. Those Sacramento teams of the early thousands, those weird mid-thousands Laker teams pre-Kobe. Don't forget he was traded for Kobe to the Hornets. Weird times. On your Vlade, but yeah, look, he probably deserves to be in there as like one of the sort of biggest and bestest kind of dudes to sort of do it. You know, big Serbian. It was a crucial part for Euro basketball and stuff as well. So good on you. And finally, this was a big one on the weekend. Is D-Wade better than Paul Pierce? Oh, what? Yeah, nah. You are, yeah, but also nah. Jesus, D-Wade being better than Paul Pierce. 3 rings versus 1. I mean, at the same time, D-Wade was like the best player in what, one of those title teams? Yeah. A one-time finals MVP each. You got 22 points a game versus 19.7 for Pierce. Pierce was a 10-time All-Star versus a 13-time All-Star. 4 times All-NBA for Pierce versus 8 times for D-Wade. 2 times first as well. Pierce, zero times all defensive versus three for Wade. Pierce never won a scoring title. Wade did. But still, if KG doesn't hurt his knee in 2009, the Celtics probably win another title. And they probably have a wildly massive, awesome regular season record that year too. It's weird, man. It's odd. Like, Paul Pierce might not have ever been the best player in the NBA, but he still may have been, like, arguably better than D-Wade at parts because he didn't get as hurt as often as D-Wade. But D-Wade's peak, like 08-09, was absolutely fucking unassailable. Oh, it's tough. I don't know, man. I just don't know. Probably D-Wade, but Pierce was, you know, clutch as shit. Had the balls to back it up. Love watching both of them. Probably love watching Pierce more than I did D-Wade, so I'll give it to Pierce. All right. Jesus. What about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. As cool as they were, the Warriors should not play in those We Believe jerseys more because it is far cooler when it's a surprise and a one-off. As opposed to more than any other time, because you know how much we all hated those throwbacks while they were actually being played in. We were like, oh, these Warrior ones suck. They've got these awesome old colors, and they went back to those old colors. Everyone's like, oh, this is wicked. And now we go back to the We Believe ones. We're like, oh, how good are these? Yeah, but it's great. It's great for a one-off. Like, how shit and annoying do the Pacers Hickory High ones now look sometimes now that they're wearing them like five times a year or whatever it is? You go, oh, it's a bit much. The color scheme sucks. Not that funny. Yeah, whereas the We Believe ones are pretty cool. Keep it a one-off though. All right, and finally, Outback Takehouse. Come on in to Outback. It's Monday, and you know what that means? It means that Davo's hit an emu in his ute, chucked it in the back and brought it in. So I've got some Alice Springs chicken for you for this week, only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, as evidenced by the fact that they've won three of their last five, the Lakers, now that they don't have to worry about him hogging the ball, are better without LeBron James. Only at Outback. Oh, I'm not sure about that one. It's a pretty heftily flame grilled take. And look, I'm not convinced that they're better without LeBron. But at the same time, how's this? The Nets don't have any of their own lottery picks for fucking 5 years. Get absolutely reamed. Go through the blender. And they've made it back to the playoffs far fucking quicker than the Lakers did. Even though Lakers had all their own lottery picks and got the best player in the world this year. Just saying. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Big Simo, Ben Simmons in the win over Chicago on the weekend. He had 14 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. Pretty bloody good game. Absolutely crushed it. So did son of Bruce, Jonah Bolden. He played 25 minutes. He had 11 points. Absolutely smashed it. 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. Skadoosh, 3 rebounds, 2 assists and a block for son of Bruce. Absolutely crushing it. Good on you, Matt. Jingling Joe Ingles in the win over the Kings, for the Yaz. He had 17 points in that game, 5 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 9 from 3. That's right, all the field goals he hit were threes. Nice one. 7 assists, 4 rebounds and a steal. He was plus 20 in that game. And then the loss to the Lakers today, he had a rough one. Started off like 0 of 7, it was gross. 12 points he ends up though with, 4 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 10 from 3. But also has 8 assists and 4 rebounds. On your Jingles, nice. King Dellie Maribara did not play again, still out with a concussion. Deng Adel got out there today against the Spurs, though, for the Cavs. That was pretty bloody good. He got 5 points, too. Was perfect from the floor in only 4 minutes. 5 points, 1 of 1 from the field. That was 1-3 of one attempt. Also hit both of his free throws, 2 of 2 from the free throw line and 2 rebounds. Dang, goddamn, Adel. That's what it was. That was awesome. Patty Mills in the win over Washington. On Saturday, he had 17 points, 5 of 11 from the field, 4 of 10 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 rebounds, well, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, there we go, 1 steal. And then over Cleveland today, 14 points, 4 of 7 from downtown, 4 assists, 1 rebound and 1 steal. Good stuff. Kung Fu, Thon Song, lost to OKC on the weekend for Detroit, 8 points. He had 3 of 5 from the field in that one, 1 of 3 from downtown, 1 rebound, 1 assist and 3 blocks. Jesus. Nice one. And the loss to Charlotte today had a rough one. 1 of 7 from the floor for 2 points. Missed all 4 of his threes. Hit a, 6 rebounds? Yeah. And 2 blocks. Nice. Aaron Bangers Baines in the win over Indy had his second straight double-double in 27 minutes. He had 11 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. Went 1 of 1 from downtown. That's right. Hashtag Bangers 3-point watch is up to 21 for 60 for the year. Nice. And in the loss to Orlando today, he had 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff got out there in the last 2 games against Memphis for Dallas. In the loss on Saturday, he had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. And in the win today, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and hit 2 of 4 from 3.
Bloody nice one, mate.
Andrew Bogut, he had 2 points in 8 minutes today, 1 of 1 from the floor, 3 rebounds, 1 steal and a block. It was a good one too, blocking a Montrezl Harrell layup. And Isaac Humphries, hump day, big hump, got out there pretty handily. He even started one of these. So he played against Orlando Saturday. He had 15 minutes, 3 points, 1 of 3. All of the attempts were from 3. So 3 points, 1 rebound in that game. And then the loss to Milwaukee, he started, which was awesome. He ends up with 6 points, 4 rebounds, goes 2 of 4 from downtown. This big Isaac Humphries, good stuff. And Mitchy Creek, he's with the Wolves. He's doing some great bench celebrations, but unfortunately hasn't gotten out there, just been DMP CDs for each of his games. So a bit of a rough one there for Creaky. Hopefully he gets a bit of a run before the end of the season for the Wolves. That'd be nice. In the great tradition of, Luke Longley, Shane the Hammer Heel, and Nate Jawai. Nice. All right, let's get to what do we do on Monday? Oh, it's an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award, isn't it? Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba. Outstanding achievement. All right, clap it up, clap it up. Yes, very, very nice. Keep clapping. There we go. Oh, it's great stuff. The Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence today goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's right. He's had a massive last week. He had 28, 11, and 6 against Brooklyn. Then he had that amazing game against Philly. 45 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 blocks. Shot 13 of 22. Unreal. And ran over the top of the Sixers. Then he had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists against Atlanta today in 25 minutes. A 39 and 3 in 25 minutes. Absolutely wild. He is my vote for MVP. We'll do all the awards later this week. But still, his season is at 27.7 points, 12.5 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 1.5 blocks, 1.3 steals. Yeah, they're like fucking Hakeem, son. Or shooting 57.7% from the field. He is absolutely wilding. And look, James Harden didn't win it this week, even though he's had a pretty great run himself. But I mean, Harden, you're what, 31, 26, and 30. The 30 came in 29 minutes today as well, but Giannis has had a better one, so we'll give it to him. Nice one. And you know what? We'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and some game previews, which is just going to be the NCAA Championship game right after, let's say, these.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, we're back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in slash inspiration board. And we've got a good one. Patty Mills tweeted out the United Nations of Ball Movement, which was great. They had a tweet saying, United Nations of Ball Movement, to celebrate our team's diversity, we're selling these limited edition UNBM shirts on hashtag IDSDP Day. Each purchase benefits our SBGB official and comes, which is a the Spurs non-profit, basically, community charity, which is nice. And comes with a passport autograph book, which is kind of neat. And then Patty Mills also tweeted out a better one today, which was another one of the Spurs, with him and his coffee gang, which is just growing by leaps and bounds. Even Davis Bertans with his giant fucking bonces in there. But Paddy Mills and everybody out the front of Bluestone Lane. That's right, the Australian coffee place in DC. And the tweet says, hashtag coffee gang taking in DC coffee emoji. Photo, Paddy Mills. Oh, nice. How good is that? All right, so let's do the game previews for tomorrow. As mentioned, only NCAA championship game, but let's do that right now.
Game preview. Game preview.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, is it? Only one.
That's right, Bane. It is. That's right, it's the game previews and picks brought to you by Sports Tips Australia. Head to their Facebook page, join up to score insanely bang on NBA tips day in, day out. They had a good one on the weekend too. So their tips for the weekend, they had these insane ones if you were a subscriber. And remember, if you subscribe, send them, basically like their Facebook page, send them a message with the code STRAYA and you'll get a free subscription. They had this three sets of multis today and they hit 8 of 9 legs of it, which was absolutely wild. We'll read them out actually. Let's have a look. So the same day multi, there was one Golden State wire to wire win. Enes Kanter rebounds over 9.5. Deion Waiters points over 15.5. And Colin Sexman Sexton points over 20.5. They hit all of those until Colin Sexton. And he was looking pretty good. And just didn't quite get there. So they just missed out on the four leg multi, which is bananas. And he ends up with 16 points as the Sexman. But the rest of them, they won on a $6.71, which was Wiggins points over 18.5, Kemba Walker points over 25.5, and Karis, sweet baby Karis LeVert over 14.5. So that one all hit. And then another one with a Hawks handicap plus 12, and Clint Capella rebounds over 12.5. That multi came in at $3.59. Unreal, man. So there you go. If you subscribe to Sports Tips Australia, you'll get awesome shit like that. 8 out of 9 legs, man. No fucking real. But let's do the tips for tomorrow and look at the game preview. So we've got the NCAA championship game. We have Virginia versus Texas Tech. I'm taking Virginia in this. I think just their defense is going to be awesome. So my tips for tomorrow are actually going to be, I'm going to take Virginia -2, which is $1.90, and I'll take Ty Jerome for most outstanding player. He's at $3.60. I think he'll control the game a little bit for Virginia and be smashing it. And Sports Tips Australia, remember, we're going head-to-head with these ledgers. Their picks are Virginia win, just a straight-ahead win, and then the total points under, which is 117.5. I like that one a lot as well, but they beat me to it. So but I'm taking Virginia -2. They're taking Virginia's the straight outright win, and they're taking the total points under 117.5. Nice ones. Remember, last week, I went 4 of 10, and they went 5 of 10, so head-to-head. They beat me by one, so we'll see how we go this week. Nice one. All right, well, there you go. I've got Virginia over Texas Tech tomorrow. It should be very, very fun. Stick around. That'll be fun. And remember, make sure you like Sports Tips Australia on Facebook, and if you send them a message with the code STRAYA, they'll sort you out with a free subscription for the rest of the season into the playoffs. It's going to be awesome, and you'll also have a shot at a $150 bonus bet with Neds. Legendary. And you know what? That's it for today. Nice one. Awesome. All right, with no games tomorrow, we're back tomorrow with PDX Pete calling in, which will be fun. We'll catch up on everything Portland, and we'll talk about a couple of other playoff narratives and everything, and that'll be really good, so stick around for that tomorrow. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, Instagram. We're all over socials during the games, you know that. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, however you listen to us on Android. Just mash whatever stars you can. That'd be awesome. Check us out on Stitcher and follow us on Spotify if you want. That'd be really handy. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song for NBA Australia. But go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now. It is absolutely unreal. I can't stop listening to it. They're launching it this Friday, April 12th, at the Old Bar in Melbourne. And I'm going to be there at that gig, shit-faced. No doubt. It's going to be good. Can't wait. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, iOS, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, and that is it for today. We're going to finish up with the brand new Deli Review, as Deli Review's Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Sure, Deli just watching a bit of Harry Potter. Legendary. All right, we're back tomorrow with PDX Pete, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, hoes.
Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old mate Deli over here, just swinging by from your usual pop culture review on NBA Australia, eh? Oh, mate, look, I'll tell ya. Had a bit of existential dread after another week of sitting on the couch, eh? I mean, it's a bit rough, you know, for someone who, like me, just likes getting out there, getting amongst it and shit. I was all like, oh, shit, Doc, I reckon I'm done, like, you know, fucking sitting on the couch, I want to get back out there. And the Doc's like, oh, shit, I reckon you're, like, done for the season, eh? Like, Dally, mate, you can't see straight. I walk in a straight line and you're hearing voices and you're still seeing double. So I'm not going to clear to play, eh? And I'm all like, oh, fuck you, you nerd doctor. Look, if I'm seeing double, just means I have to work twice as hard on D. Means I can really shaft my lockdown fucking skills. But, you know, these fucking nerd doctors, they wouldn't clear me, so I ended up stuck at home again, which fucking sucks. And I've got to tell ya, there's only so much avocado toast one man can eat. Nah, I'm just fooling. I could eat fucking avo and toast every bloody meal of the day, mate. Fucking had you go there for a second, didn't I? Anyway, look, at least I got to say goodbye to my old mate Channon Frye for his retirement. That was pretty fun. Loved it how we all bashed him and shit. That was funny as shit. He's got a weird head on him, but I fucking love him to death, man. Yeah. So what else? Well, basically the rest of the work was just sort of sitting around. And the missus, she chose the movie for this work. And it was like that, what is that, second new different Harry Potter one, you know? Like the one with that weird looking fella, Eddie Redmayne or whatever his name is. It's called Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald or whatever. So, look, I don't know too much about this one, but the missus loves it. And I'm all like, oh, do I even reckon I've seen the first one? And then she's like, yeah, you have, you dickhead. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. So then I sort of got stuck there sitting going, oh, yeah, nah, who's that fucker? Oh, who's this Sheila? Oh, what's this gun's deal? Oh, fuck, look at that Joker. And, but, you know, I eventually settled into it. And, well, I got to tell ya, like, it was a bit shit, wasn't it? Like, I barely know what was fucking happening except that Jude Law is, like, meant to be Dumbledore and shit. And Jack Sparrow's, like, the bad guy. He's got fucked eyes and bleached hair and shit. And Redmayne, he's, like, all fucking, he's a weirdo, like, he's hanging out with animals and shit, like a wizard Dr. Doolittle or something. And look, yeah, no, I don't know. It's like, it's also got the bloke who plays, like, the Flash in Justice League. He's got, you know, some fucked up shit going on with him. Like, and I'm sort of sitting there going, all right, fuck, what's going on? Like, every 20 minutes, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. So, yeah, look, it was a bit of a messy old Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald, but I don't know, I'll still give it like 13 out of 10 Deli ones because it was always very visually arresting and like it also had Zoe Kravitz and she's fucking sick as like her dad, like, are you gonna go my way? And shit, so look, go watch it if you want, I reckon. If you're a big Harry Potter nerd and shit, like, you'll fucking love it. And even if you're not, I reckon there's still some fun shit in there. There's like some funny animal stuff or whatever, but whatever. Yeah, fuck it. Go see it. I don't care. All right, that's it for me for this week. I'll be back next week on NBA Australia with another pop culture review. All right, later, cunts. Dally out.